Thanks for connecting. And if you like what you hear, please share.
If you love a sport and you want to destroy any love you have for it, work in the administrative side of that sport, because it just sucked the life out of me. So I was just like, oh. But one of the main things in that job was networking.
Do you want to know how amazing people connect? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag RussSelfie. Today's episode brought to you by Trident True Coffee of Corvallis, Oregon, home of Bespoken Coffee Roasters in Corvallis, and by Oregon Marketing Group, or OMG for short. For all your digital marketing needs and everything Google, call OMG. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag RussSelfie. So great to have you all with us today. And today I have a local friend, Mr. Simon Date, who is the CEO of the Corvallis, Oregon Chamber of Commerce. Now, when we talk about amazing people who connect, which is the theme of this podcast, we are talking about the CEO, the big man that is in charge of networking and connecting in our area here. So Simon, how are you doing?
Good, man. That is quite the setup. That is quite the intro.
High expectations now. Expectations. So yeah, I really appreciate you coming on today. And before we jump into all that you're doing, I just want to remind everybody, my name is Russ Hedge. I am an inspiration specialist, a coach, motivational speaker. I love to connect with people. And the easiest way to connect with me is just to go to RussHedge.com. That's RussHedge.com. It has links to all of my social media, to my email, my phone number, any way you need to connect with me. In fact, you can even schedule time right on my calendar to meet with me in person on Zoom. I guess it's almost in person. And I'd love to chat and get to know you. So please go to RussHedge.com and do that. Also need to mention that I'm also the author of Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose. Great, inspiring, encouraging book. And so if you haven't got your copy, it's available on Amazon and all online booksellers. And also, besides doing Marketing with Russ, a.k.a. hashtag RussSelfie, also have a live show that we've just started this year called The Experience, Live with Russ and Scott. That airs every Wednesday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So tune into that live in the morning or wherever you are. It might not be morning, but anyway, live at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's just a ton of fun and good information there. So without saying any more, I've said enough. We're going to go straight to Simon. Simon, tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you got to Corvallis, Oregon, doing what you're doing now.
Well, it's actually, it's a long period of time, but when I first came over, you probably tell from my voice, I'm not from here. I was born and raised in England, went to boarding school over there. And in 1993, so 27 something years ago, I got the opportunity to come over here for a vacation with my girlfriend at the time. And she lived in Astoria. So I came over for the summer. And just like any good young Englishman who comes over, I immediately wanted to play some soccer, which is not as big as it was back then, as it is now. So I ended up coming back up to Delta Park, playing a couple of pickup games. You know Kell's Irish Pub up in Portland. So I figured, hey, they'll know where there's a game. So I called them, ended up getting a pickup game. And on the sideline was the coach of, or the new coach of Oregon State University, Jimmy Conway. So he ended up coming up to me after the game and just said, hey, basically, who are you? So we kind of got talking. He said, new coach down there, you want to come play for Oregon State? And at the time, I was like, well, I was going to stay here for 2 months, but sure, sounds great. I'll stay here for 4 years instead. So that was honestly, it was literally like that. So I ended up coming over and I ended up staying for 4 years, and now 27 years later, I'm still here. So it worked out. It worked out all right. And actually, funnily enough, what's today? 14th. So in about 3 weeks, I go for my citizenship test. So I'm actually making it official after all this time as well. So that'll be kind of cool.
That is awesome. That is so great. Yeah. So how did you get from soccer to working, because I know you were at a previous chamber up north, and now you're in Corvallis. So how did you get from soccer to Chamber of Commerce?
Well, it was by way of, you know, various different jobs. I mean, I've been lucky enough to work for some pretty cool companies. I worked with Adidas for a while. Hollywood Video. Remember the old video chain? I worked for Hollywood for, I don't know, eight years. Ended up in a roundabout way working for the Oregon Youth Soccer Association. I worked for Apple for a little bit, Adidas. And then, yeah, soccer brought me into the administrative side. And then I was in marketing and communication. So after a while, if you love a sport and you want to destroy any love you have for it, work at the administrative side of that sport, because it just sucked the life out of me. So I was just like, oh. But one of the main things in that job was networking and communicating with members, right? Member clubs. So we had 50,000 kids playing, 92 member clubs, I think it was. So there's a lot of membership stuff, right? Back and forth. We dealt mainly with the clubs. And, you know, it's something I enjoy doing. It's well, a lot of like what you do. You know, it's getting out. It's meeting people. It's, you know, being able to interact with them. So in a roundabout way, it sort of fell into that membership type thing. And like I said, towards the end, I was just, you know, I wanted to get back into the coaching side, which was prohibited out then, because obviously if you're in the admin side, there's a conflict there. So I got back into that. And then where I used to live over in Scappoose and St. Helens, go up to Portland, hang a left about 20 minutes and you're there. There was an opening at the Chamber of Commerce and it was all membership based. So I was like, yeah, that sounds kind of cool. And like most people, didn't really know what chambers. So, I mean, I knew what they did, but not really knew what they did. So I landed there and had an awesome time up there doing it. A few years later, heard the position down in Corvallis was open. I always said in the back of my head, you know, one day that was kind of my first home. I want to go back to Corvallis and work there in some capacity, move there, live there, work there, whatever. And then this just kind of opened up and it was, I guess it was just on the cards. And now here I am. We're coming up on 2 years here now. So
that's cool. Amazing. I know the first time we met, I knew you were perfect for the job. I'm blessed to be able to work with you at the chamber, you know, as an ambassador and a board member and all of that, and which is great. And, you know, I appreciate how you have done such a great job keeping things moving with new, fresh, innovative ideas, how to connect and how to network. And especially during COVID this last year, it's been really sketchy on when it first started about how people were going to do that. And obviously we have Zoom and things like that, but you really have really gone out of your way above and beyond to make sure things keep moving and everybody keeps connecting. And I really appreciate that about you.
No, thanks, man. No, that's really cool. Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, you know, when people ask about what the chamber is, and I think this even came up in my interview process, I sort of, everyone wants to elevate what they do, right? It's like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, this is very special what I do, but it's, and there is an aspect to that, but it's just about relationships, right? It's just about people and meeting people and being able to connect, like either like this, you know, virtually or being able to, it's not walk into a room and command a crowd, but just being able to have those one-on-one conversations. So I always sort of, I sort of little asterisk, I'm a little careful when I say it's not a difficult job to do, but you've got to be constant at it, right? You can't, it's not something that you can drop in and out, because, you know, it is at the end of the day, it's a membership based business. And especially when times are hard, you know, dollars matter where you spend your dollars. If you're a small business, that's a big deal. And Corvallis is blessed with a ton of them. So, you know, there's sort of the, you know, you're walking that fine line. But I always, you know, it's like just any sort of customer service job. If you can build that personal relationship with them, you know, I always go back to, when I was working, with Apple, it's like, you're selling a product, but you're selling to people. It's the experience, right?
Right.
So people don't buy products from, you know, from companies, they buy them from people. So,
yeah. Well, and with Apple, they're buying an experience. You know, that I think that's why Apple's been so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about relationships, this is what is so interesting to me. So we're all different, right? Not everybody is as crazy and out there as I am. And you've seen me at enough networking.
No one is.
So, but everybody can connect in their own way. And that's what people need to realize. Yeah. And I think people more and more during COVID are realizing that, because people have had to learn to connect more. Yeah. And that is, you just need to do it in your own way, in your own style, because people want authenticity. They want the real mm-hmm. person there. And so if you're quiet and you just want to have a nice soft chat and whatever, that's great, because there's a lot of people that just want that. Sometimes people like me might be a little over the top. And sometimes my wife will say, honey, that's enough. Because, you know, I mean, that's just, that's my personality, but it's all about connecting in our own way. And I think you've really fostered that environment that makes people feel comfortable in Corvallis to be able to do that and just be able to connect, you know, who they are.
Well, yeah. And it's again, you know, I think without sounding too disingenuous, it's you really do just have to be yourself. Right. And there's, you know, you've got to tone things down a little bit and maybe heighten things. You know, there's areas that you need to work on and maybe, you know, like I said, take a step back. But at the same time, it's, you know, as long as you're being yourself, people know what they're getting. Right. And if you, and especially in my job, you know, again, and my experience when I first started with the chambers, was, you know, they're very stiff. You know, they're very kind of, this is something you probably, something your grandfather was a member of, you know, it's sort of something that was huge in the 70s and 80s. And that was it. So chambers all over the country, not just COVID, but they're having to adapt. You know, back in the day, it used to be, we were the hoarder of the, you know, the business directory, for example, in a town. Well, there's this little thing called Google now. So that's out the window. So you're not offering that now. With the networking stuff that we offer, well, you know, yes, Zoom takes a lot of that away, but again, you have to start thinking differently, not just this year, but, you know, whether it be our brown bag workshops, or the way we approach Celebrate a little bit differently by involving the public in it a little bit more. It's just, again, it's just bringing that personal service to it. And it happens to be me, it's my personal way of doing it now. Other chambers do it, you know, differently. But I think it works here.
Yeah. And I like the approach with, when things loosened a little bit, you guys going to the hybrid approach of meeting, where some people that felt comfortable could actually be there in person, you know, obviously doing all the correct things and wearing masks and, you know, social distancing. But then other people that didn't feel comfortable could still be on Zoom. So you're allowing people to connect and network on both platforms at the same time, which is really, I think, was really awesome, because we have been in kind of this crazy time where some people are more careful than others, more protective than others. Yeah, like my wife and I and my daughter, we're very protective of my in-laws and my mother, because they're very susceptible. They are very compromised with their immune system. So if they got it, they probably would make it. So we're careful for them, and other people don't have people like that and don't really care. So, I mean, it has people on different levels.
Yeah. And you having a hybrid system, for example, with the greeters. Yeah. You just meet them where they are. Right. If you're comfortable doing it, great. If not, you know, obviously right now we can't, hopefully in a couple of weeks, you know, we'll get another look and see if we're back into that extreme risk. It's, you know, extreme risk versus just risky. So yeah, I mean, it's not for everyone. And we got to be smart, but at the same time, it's interesting to see, which companies are adapting well, and not just like, hey, we're having Zoom calls now, but, you know, whether it be online marketing, whether it be, you know, some of these guys didn't have a website to sell anything, or it was just a Facebook page, you know, and that was it. And not to say, oh, shifting everything online now is the new model forever, but you have to adapt, right? It's like changing your hours. You know, if you're a bar and you're only open in the afternoon, probably not going to be very successful. So you adjust, and you're available when your clients want.
Yeah. And I mean, people are learning now. I mean, we were all forced into the same pool and had to adapt together because of what happened. But people are learning, and, you know, they need to start learning quickly that things have changed somewhat forever. I mean, things are different now, and they will never go back to the way it was. So people, the online portion is going to grow and become bigger. Yeah. So this has been good training for everybody, really. I mean, there was a lot of good things out of last year that really came out and helped people to adapt. And so I think that's awesome. But Hey, you know what? We're already at the end of our time, but I wanted to let you give your contact information if people want to get in touch with you about the chamber, or just, you know, pick your brain on networking and connecting. Maybe someone will call you from England or Dublin or some of my friends from around the world. Who knows? So how do they get in touch with you?
Super simple. I've got an email address, Simon, S-I-M-O-N, at CorvallisChamber.com. Is the email address. I'll give you two phone numbers. Work phone, 541-757-1505. That's our office line. Or you can get me on my cell phone. I have no problem giving it out. It's 503-957-3523.
Perfect. And then there's a website for the chamber too?
Oh yeah, CorvallisChamber.com. Yeah.
Okay.
And we've moved, you know, we shifted everything online there. So most of the stuff that you're going to need to know is on there. But yeah, absolutely. If you got something, questions or whatever, give me a call. It'd be great.
Perfect. Hey, I will link to all that in the show notes so people have that. And I appreciate you so much. And it won't be long. I'll see you soon. So thanks again for coming on today. And all of you joining us, I just want to say thank you so much for valuing your time and spending it with us, because we wanted to add value to you today. And I know with Simon, we did that because we are all about how amazing people connect, and you can be one of those amazing people. So until we see you again, have an amazing day and a great life. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Marketing with Russ, aka hashtag RussSelfie. Be sure to subscribe in your favorite podcast app so that you don't miss a single episode. Have an amazing day.